Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to the Midweek Pick Me Up Energy Show, featuring professional officiant, tuning fork facilitator, and author, Marcy Ann Cheek. In 1988, Marcy Ann discovered the quantum fields of energy and vibration, and since then her life has been a day-to-day experiment in knowing how to live in light energy for happiness, health, and wealth. She shares the principles and laws of light energy as they operate in everyday life. And now, here is Marcy Ann.
And good morning, everybody. It's morning here in California. Southern California. We have a hot day coming up today, but we're going to be staying cool. And I want to welcome everyone who's listening this morning. And it might be afternoon for you. It might be evening. But wherever you're listening today in on planet Earth, we have some interesting information for you on how to live in high energy. We've been talking about energy vampires a couple weeks ago and how our energy can be, we can be vulnerable to somebody taking away our energy. And then we talked about how intense everything seems to be getting. It's like we're being pushed to our limits these days. And that can make for mistakes, and how do we deal with that? We talked about that last week, and I think everybody knows that all the shows are in the archives, and you can listen to them again and again. And the show we have for you today is one you definitely are going to want to listen to again and again, because I have a very special guest with me today. His name is Jerry Lasco. And Jerry is here in Orange County, and he is he has a very unique and, I have to say, very workable technique for you being able to use all of the energy you have and to develop more energy. So I want to bring Jerry on right now. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Marcy. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
And I'm so glad and happy to be here.
Good.
What a great honor. Thank you.
I was able to attend one of your classes recently, and I sort of immediately recognized that you have a very workable program here. It's simple, but yet sometimes in simplicity, we have found the most profound way to do something, you know, quick and to the point and deep and strong. And you call it living in your temple, right?
Yes.
Becoming a master by living in your temple. So, start to talk about that.
Okay. To make a long story kind of brief, I'm a healer, and I do readings, and when I would go to psychic fairs or to go to help people, I noticed that during the day I could work with maybe 10, 15 people with no problem. But then the next day I would feel energetically drained. And after a while of doing this for a few months, I figured there has to be a better way. And I would bring in protection. I would bring in light. I would protect the person I was with and all kinds of things. And I realized that although this was good and it protected me while I was healing them, it didn't necessarily stop the energy drain the following day. So I asked for a way to always have energy, no matter if I worked on 50 people in one day or 5 people a day.
Let me stop you right there for a second, because this would be true whether you're a healer or a secretary or a lawyer or a doctor or whatever it is that you're doing in your life as your calling, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Exactly. This goes for anyone.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
And what I came up with is there's an old technique my spiritual guides were telling me about that the masters would teach. And it was called living in your temple. And what you're doing is you're bringing your higher self in, the side that lives without us. We say it the spirit. You bring it in so you fully have energetic energy, but at the same time, you bring in the universal energy into you, which never runs out of energy. So basically, you become permeated in every single cell of your body with the universal energy of being able to do 360 degrees of energy. So you become 720 degrees of energy, basically, and when you get tired or sick, you just pull in the energy and you just tell yourself, I need energy. And because you are energy now and the universe never runs out, you manifest and become that energy that you need. And it doesn't matter what you are, a healer, a nurse, lawyer, doctor, whatever, because you are walking in energy, because you are becoming a master of understanding the quantum physics of energy as well as the spiritual aspects of it,
mm-hmm.
You can work on people, you can do what you need to do, and never be depleted of people robbing you. Like, I think you were talking earlier, just in the intro, about people that might be vampires or
mm-hmm.
people that draw, that pull your energy. The one thing I learned from my experience is when that happens, if a person comes into my field of energy, because of the way that I produce it, it basically sends a negative charge to the person trying to draw my energy. So they will basically leave me long before they ever pull energy from me, because they can't resonate or vibrate to the energy that I'm producing. And the reason why is because when you walk in energy and you never get depleted, you can push out 360 degrees of energy, but you can also nullify negative energy coming to you.
Mm-hmm. It sort of
and
acts as a deflector, really.
Yeah,
it deflects it off.
Yeah, it's a higher instead of saying
vibration.
I bring white.
Uh-huh.
Right. Instead of saying I bring white light around me, I say I bring the universal energy from me and bring it outward.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a little bit different, because we're taught that you're supposed to bring light to protect you around you and to protect other people, but when you have created your own temple and you become your master of what you wanted to create withinward, then you, when you bring that out, you are in control. You know exactly what type of energy you decided to manifest and create to push out for the love of other people. And I know that, and I really understand energy and physics, and when people bring light white in, white light is good, but things piggyback off of it. People vibrate at different frequencies to light, depending on where they're at, because not all people are in the same conscious mindset. And this way, with the temple, it doesn't matter at that point, because once you have created your own energy within, you're always within source energy.
Okay, so let's go there. Create your own energy within. Could you go over the way that you do that?
Yeah, I actually teach a class on this, but first of all, there are five separations of self, and each part of those selves, the body, the mind, the subconscious, the soul within, and the spirit without, they all have their own vibrational energy. The whole idea of becoming one again.
So we could be fragmented. Different parts of us could be fragmented. And to the degree that we're fragmented, our energy is fragmented. Right?
Yeah, perfectly said.
Okay.
And I have a technique that helps you realign those fragmented pieces.
Okay, let's say them again. There's the
there's the
five
body.
Parts. The body. Okay, the physical body. It's a neutral place. It just is a place where things manifest. Okay, go ahead.
You have the mind.
The mind, all right.
Okay. From the mind, you have a subconscious.
Yes.
And the subconscious is where most people don't realize that energy is change of helping people and being a healer and everything really is where I found out that you can sometimes feel that energy loss afterwards. The subconscious is really strange, but once you take out that ego and stuff, and the techniques I show you, you stop the subconscious from influencing the mind, so you're more in balance, because the next thing you would have is the spirit,
mm-hmm.
Which is that life force that gives you the ability to live within a physical body.
Mm-hmm. I call it the God spark that beats our heart.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And
it's
then
connected
you have
to the sympathetic and nervous system. You know, our lungs go in and out by themselves, and I mean, without our conscious awareness. So go ahead.
Okay, and then after that, you have the spirit without, and what I'm teaching is the spirit without knows so much. It has
everything.
So much energy, right? But what happens if you could align yourself and you could bring that spirit within the physical body, because you lose your density, become lighter, and you're the one who is manifesting the whole process and learning who you are and what you are spiritually as you go through, not just as a physical being, but as a manifestation of the true spirit that you are. Your whole paradigm changes after that. And from the people I've taught and the people that I've talked to, they have felt that change after they started manifesting and building their temples.
So in a way, it's almost kind of like a stairway to God. It's like making that reconnection to all there is. We already are connected, but we have to be aware that we're connected. It's like wake up, right?
Yeah,
and
I relate
it to the awareness.
I relate it to just lost knowledge that the masters used to teach these students. And the one I go back to right at this point is when Christ walked upon the earth, there was a reason why so many people laid down their lives, because even 300 years after his death, the Romans were still crucifying and torturing Christians. Now, what did he give them in knowledge in order to sacrifice their own lives and to change their whole belief system? And what I learned, it was he taught them to become energetically reconnected and remember source again, how to become one to that energy that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And he called it the kingdom of God within them. He said the kingdom of God is within you.
And that's what you're doing. You're bringing that back in, but you're bringing it in at your pace. You're bringing it back into your understanding and the energy of what you vibrate at. I could teach you techniques, but I cannot teach you how to be the best of yourself. Through this method, you learn how to become that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you release all the past lives, all the different things that no longer serve you.
Yeah,
it's
all
like,
that stuff buried in the subconscious, like you said, where those are some programs running in there that aren't serving us anymore. They're usually attached to things that we've been taught that aren't true. and so that part of it, part of this then is that clearing, right?
Yes, and you came to the class. You didn't even take class one, and you are an excellent student for class two. You know, you got it right away, and I was talking about the quantum physics of it, not just the mechanical parts, of, like the first part,
mm-hmm.
the coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a very advanced soul.
Oh, thank
very
you, Jerry. But we all are teachers and we all are students. And
yeah.
And I learned, you know, 2 weeks ago when I went through that very intense 2-week period that I thought, oh, boy, you know, this is showing me that we have to be on alert. And, you know, we can't let anything negative come in. And it sort of like rips a hole in our, I guess you would say, the temple. It's like I left a door open, you know. So, okay, so in the first class, which, as you said, I was not there, and because I'm going to be having one of your students on in a little while, Carolyn is patiently waiting here on hold, and I wanted to let you know, Carolyn, that I see that you're here. I'll be bringing you on in just a moment. But and she is having her first experiences of creating her temple. So could you go over a little bit of what you taught at that first class? Because she got it and is doing it, and we'll hear her experience. But, Jerry, you give us the first, like, the first steps.
The first steps, like, I was...
Because we kind of got off track there. You said there are the five parts to us.
Right.
Mind, body, spirit, soul, subconscious.
Yeah, and then I didn't get into the essence, but that's different. So,
well, the essence is all there is, right?
Exactly.
The all there is.
The all there is.
Yeah.
And that is a different subject. But what happens is through lifetimes, the body comes in a belief system that it's alive. That's why we sometimes fear death. The body brings in residual energy from a past life, and that's why we say there's karma, and we're going to pay for different things or have to amend. And so these are instilled in us. So the first thing you'd want to do is go through. You do a mantra. This mantra, basically what it does is you go through your body and you look at the present point, what all the things that don't serve you. And what you need to do is everything that does not serve the body inherently will not serve the mind. So you have to, with the same mantra, like you say, I wish all parasites within my... physical body to be taken from me. You'd have to say, I want all physical parasites in my mind to be taken from me and, be vanquished, be turned, go into the light with love and energy. And you'd have to do that same one for the subconscious and the soul and the spirit. And the reason why is because it's like straining dirt in water. The more you strain the water to get the dirt out of it, the more you can put back in. When you release energy from your body, your mind, your spirit, I'm sorry, your body, your mind, your subconscious, your soul, and your spirit, what you're doing is you're acclimating them all to a vibrational energy and resonant frequency so they can harmonize within a singularity of energies, And at that point, the great thing about it is if you empty the water because you strained it, now you have a chance to bring in new water. And the mantra gives you the ability, when you bring in, you clarify exactly what you want to bring in to replace what you just took out. So basically what you're doing is you're working your whole entire essence or being to a new vibrational frequency. You're changing the you're changing the cellular memory of what you used to have into what you want to have now. You're changing your mindset by realigning to a higher energy because that's what you're bringing in. Like when I bring in my energy after I said all my clearings, I bring in, for me personally, and this will go with different people, what they need, I bring in the Christ consciousness. I bring in the Christ energy, and I bring in the Christ love, and I bring in the unconditional love and the light. So I bring in four things of the Christ consciousness, the Christ light, the Christ energy, and the unconditional love. And I also bring in my higher self to acclimate and vibrate down into every single place that I just released negative emotions or attachments or anything else that did not serve me or my higher purpose or God,
mm-hmm.
or source energy. But now it goes through and it permeates every single cell of my entire existence, forward, back in time, present time, and future time. And that's what the temple is. Some people don't believe time exists, but it does in a linear sense, but it doesn't in an energetical sense.
Yeah.
So in energy, time has no presence. It just is. And that's why when you create your temple and you manifest what you want internally into yourself, not externally, but internally of what and how you wish to be able to handle, have energy and what type of person you wish to be and what you wish to change about yourself, you always have it. And the great thing about what I'm doing right now is I believe in reincarnation. So I'm setting up my new body in the future to be able to walk in and be energetically knowing, to be able to not have any veils or karmic attachments or anything else, because I've cleared all that in this present moment. And all I'm doing now is the energy that I have created now, I bring forth. And that's,
you know, I'm a tuning fork facilitator, board certified tuning fork facilitator, and what I have learned is that, see, you're saying that they're creating this temple by using this mantra and saying what they don't want to have in their life and then speaking what they do want to have in their life. And what I have learned is that our voice, Jerry, is a vibration. It's a certain unique vibration. When I first started doing radio back in 1970, and I went through some kind of testing, some things, they said I had a voice, you know, that was perfect for radio in way back then. And so it's a Hertz vibration, a certain sound, but it's a sound that I, as a created being, that sound resonates in all these levels that you're talking about. It recognizes it. It says, yeah, that's Marcianne. And so then when I say those words, you know, this mantra that each one has created, and Carolyn's going to read us her mantra because it's just so wonderful.
Didn't she have a beautiful one?
Yes, yes. Okay, let me get back. All right, so the tone of our voice. I mean, when we're born, apparently, we are a certain vibration. It's like it has a code to it. just like these web addresses you see in the, you know, in a Google search engine. It's we have a code that is our is I have a code that is just me. And that code has this vibration to it, which is the sound, the sound. So that when I speak, and I speak my mantra, I have a, I already have a mantra that I've used for a long time, and if we have time, I'll read mine too, but I want to hear Carolyn's today. But anyway, and then when you speak those words to create your temple, it's a sound, energetic sound of just a person, that single person. It's that person's sound is setting it up. That's why it works. Would you say that? That's why it works.
That is a fantastic way of putting it. Yes, I. Yes, you made it very simple. That's why it works. You
That's
are.
Why it works. Because
you
our body hears it and says, yes, you know, the body says, okay, and the mind says, okay, and the spirit essence is the creator of the sound in the first place. So, you know, that's also, there's and that's how this resonance and how this coming together where we're no longer defragmented, but we come into one sound. It's almost like we come into this one sound where we're all united now. We're not fragmented all out.
I look at it like we come back into source.
Yes, we come back into that original creative source, and now we're one with it, and that's why we don't ever run out of energy anymore, because that energy is endless.
Endless.
Boundless,
exactly.
Endless. There, you can't run out of it. Right?
That's it. That you can't. And
you can't run out of it.
And anytime you need to call it forward, because I do this in my healing. Sometimes I will actually see. I will call the energy when I'm working on certain people, and I'll actually see like light come from my hands.
Mm-hmm.
To basically heal exactly what they need at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very powerful.
You know, I went
because
to see the movie.
Source is unlimited, and it has no limitations. So the one thing that I really stress when people do the temple is don't put a limitation on Source. Don't put a limitation on God and what he can create for you, because you have already... You've already are in that creation of that energy once you bring it in. There is no limitation to what God can do. And that's the, just like you said, it's vibrating back into the energy of oneness. But you get to be oneness with your body, mind, and I'm going to leave the subconscious out of it once you get to that point. Soul and spirit, they all acclimate into one energy. And it's very profound. And you said it really elegant. Being back into source energy and remembering who you are, why you're created, what your purpose is and all like that, that is what I've learned from the temple. I
you
don't
know, people
have,
say that. You know, well, I don't know what my purpose is. You know, when you ask some, a lot of times if you ask somebody that question, well, do you know why you're here? Do you know what your purpose is? They kind of get this blank look, and I always see also, it's like, gosh, I wish I knew. I would really like to know that. And so one way to find your purpose is then to create this temple, and then the purpose shows up, I think. Many times in your very act of creating the temple, the purpose manifests. And a lot of times it's like, oh, yeah, I mean, I guess I've always known this. it'll have that kind of a resonance with it. Well, you know, I've always known that. I would love to do that. I mean, that would be what would make me the happiest. We get that kind of a clarification about it.
Yes, and the way I look at it on like that is your spirit knows what your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I learned is when I was younger, I didn't always listen to myself. I would hear the voice, and it would go, uh-uh-uh. And I go, okay, you told me no, but I'm going to do it anyway.
We've all been there, done that, Jerry. that gut feeling, that inner knowing, we've had rendezvous with it all along.
Yes, and once you become in tune, as I call it,
mm-hmm.
You listen to yourself. The beauty of it is you can also manifest energy. It's amazing what you can do. I've seen people touched by how they created their temple, and they've seen the changes come in them, and how they became more in tune to that knowing that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like, well, maybe this is what I believe. It was, I know this is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Carolyn's going to share that part with us, too, because she's had a very definite experience with that.
That's wonderful.
Last night, I don't think it was an accident that I went to see the movie Maleficent. And that character, she knew her powers. She lived in her temple. Maleficent lived in her temple, and she sent out, you know, her powers to do whatever she needed, whenever she needed it. It all came from within her. It wasn't anything she called out from outside. Well, she did have the help of a crow. But and there's this one scene in the movie where she's going to be attacked by the king's army, and she stands there in her power, and she says, "Stand with me," and the entire earth erupts with all these natural creatures. You know, her entire a physical environment becomes alive around her and stands with her, and they stand against this entire king's army that tries to come up and take them, and they're invincible. It was just such a grand moment, because if anybody begins to be able to live in their temple and begin to realize the amount of our connection to all there is, our connection to Source, we have that power to speak into existence whatever is needed in the moment. I mean, we become invincible. That's a fantastic movie. Everybody ought to go see that. And
you just convinced me.
Huh?
You just convinced me to go see it.
It is. It's a grand demonstration, Jerry. I mean, of living in your temple. Grand demonstration of it. And it also is a beautiful story about true love. So, because we certainly have kind of we won't get into that part. Okay, so I've got this part here where you say in your book, the temple is the highest form of your essence, which is separate from God yet connected to God. That, you know, that's a profound statement. It sounds like it's, you know, an oxymoron, but it isn't.
No, we are not
separate in form. And sometimes that sense of separateness is what causes us to fear and to be afraid and not to be all that we can be. But we're separate, and yet we're connected. We're totally connected. And the essences of God In order to become a master, you must understand that you are truly within Source, because the temple is the universal connection to Source. And it is the only thing that can handle all the energies of the universe without burning out the physical body, and thus allowing the physical body to endure all states of energy. I love that statement. I mean, practically the whole earth is in burnout. They're in adrenal burnout from living in such high stress today. And this is a way to not burn out. This is a way to be able to handle the energies and stand in your power and have the source of your power be from within you, because you're connected to the unending, the endless energy. You're connected to it. It's just
of source. Yes.
See ourself plugged in to the, you know, I look down here underneath my computer and I see all these wires and everything all plugged into the wall, right?
Uh-huh.
I have this big long electrical strip thing, you know, where everything's plugged into that, and then that's plugged into the wall. So these all five things we have to get harmonized and made into one are this strip thing. We're plugged into that, and then now we're plugged into the wall with an endless source of energy. You had, I heard you say at the meeting I went to that you sort of have created a physical idea about your temple. You said that yours is like a villa.
Yes. The human mind is very complex. And when you talk about source energy, it's like trying to explain, well, we came from nothing, and yet now we have all that is.
Mm-hmm.
And to wrap your head around the idea of nothingness is kind of cerebral. I mean, so it's easier just for people to say, okay, create a place where you feel the most comfortable, the most safe, your safe haven, your sanctuary. And that could be anything that you want. It could be an ice cream cone. It could be anything. But when you first start building the temple, if you need a place to bring the energy, bring it into there. It's going to go through your whole entire being anyway, but it gives you a reference of knowing that you are creating something, because you can physically see your manifestation.
See the place.
Of,
I thought that was
yeah.
a great idea. Yeah, and you said that, you said, well, you saw it as a big villa, kind of a villa with a lot of rooms, and because you like to...
I liked inviting guests into my...
you like to invite guests in, and you said it had a good kitchen because you like to... do you like to cook?
Yeah, I want to have my guests to feel at home and at ease, and to be able to share a good laugh at the dinner table. I have a vineyard, so everything is organic, you know, and we can have wine and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I bring in their energy essence, basically. Like, to me, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, all the angels, they have a physical form, but they truly are, in essence, just like we are, their energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything is energy.
Yeah, and so when I invite them in, I make sure that it's them, and they have a place to be within me, because before I always used to call them to help me when I was healing or ask them for help. Now they're always within me. They have a place to stay, basically. So
that's
when
a neat
I
idea.
Them,
mm-hmm. That's a neat idea.
Yeah. So when I'm doing my healing, I just instead of asking them to come to me, I ask them, can they bring their energy out from me?
mm-hmm.
if that's what I need. And mm-hmm. at the same time, there's a trade-off because I'm learning how they use their energy in order to be able to create, making my body become lighter in density.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned how to harness that energy because it is transferred through me to be able to use in my healing. So basically, people who are beginning to know me, they can actually feel energy coming from me.
Mm-hmm.
It is my energy. But at the same time, to be able to have the Christ energy, to be able to go, I can use Raphael's energy, who's a healer, and bring it from you instead of always bothering him. And that's not bothering him. I take it that back. But, you know, a lot of people call on him. But isn't it nice to know that he's just always with you 24-7?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty
right.
of the temple. You know,
yeah.
I don't – and it's instantaneous at that point. And after a while, after you've done the temple mantra and everything long enough, you don't always have to keep doing it on a daily basis. You just have to keep going in and checking it. Like, because we all have life. Like I go through things and I know they don't serve me, negativity-ness, or something happens. And I don't want that anymore. I just want to replace it with higher energy and love.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I go back in and I still do my mantra.
I think it's very valuable at the beginning. It takes a little bit of a while to you can accept it mentally to start with. You know, I'm going to create this temple, and for me, my temple is the a physicality part of it would be being in the warm ocean down in the Caribbean and just sort of bobbing along on the tops of the gentle waves and being massaged by the action of the ocean and just being one with the earth, with the sky and the water and all. That's my absolute place of peace. And we can be mental about it, but then we have to have the total awareness of it, where you actually know. And that's working it through all those levels you talked about. And I think it takes a little bit of time to do that, of re-saying the words over and over and over until you have an actual knowing of it and you can live and move and have your being within the knowing of it. And it's just not a mental idea. So to me, it's very important to say, it would be very important to do the mantra on a regular basis for a while. The temple is the way, you say, to manifest energy into the physical reality. Being in source is the manifestation of higher vibrational energy, like turning the water into wine. And because you do get into, you know, being with, it gives us the ability to live in the physical reality. That's what I've always been interested in. Don't give me all these mental concepts. I want something that's going to work on a day-to-day actual feet, you know, boots on the ground experience. So I'd like to bring Carolyn on right now, Jerry. You're going to stay on too. Your mic will also stay live and feel free to just, you know, offer anything you want to say. But let me bring Carolyn on right now. And hold on. Let me see here.
Okay.
Let me do this.
Hello.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. Thank
yeah.
you for having me on your show today. And hi, Jerry.
Well,
hello, Carolyn.
Well,
okay.
Carolyn, as you've been listening, we've sort of set the groundwork here for the way Jerry teaches about being in your temple. And so, first of all, I would like for you to tell our audience what you first thought about it, like, you know, living in my temple. How did you first think about that?
I thought
how
it was
did you first
fantastic.
Think about it?
I thought it was fantastic because I had been trying to clear negative things out of my life for a long, long time. And I did a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but I never thought about doing it, you know, for the body, the mind, the subconscious, the soul, and the spirit all at one time. And it made more sense to me. I just thought it was a brilliant idea. And Jerry had told me about it a year ago, what he was thinking about and having a class. And I told him that I will be there. Wherever you have this class, I will be there, because I never forgot about it. And so I was so excited when he mentioned it to me about a month
ago. Now, I think that's very interesting. So there was a year time thing. Even though you were sort of thirsting for it and you're looking around for things and trying this and trying that, but then there was a moment when it was to manifest.
Oh, yes.
And then you were able to go into it in a fullness of yourself. It's like, yes.
Yes.
This is what I want to do. Uh-huh.
Yes, I was ready. Mm-hmm. I want to tell you, that Jerry is a fantastic teacher and healer. So I've learned a lot from him. And when I met him, I had low energy. It's like non-existent. And as a result of doing the mantra for a month, I have more energy. I really feel alive. I feel lighter in my body. I sleep better. I have more confidence in myself. I have peace of mind, and I'm happier.
Isn't
all
that
from
something?
Doing this mantra.
So now, do you have a physical picture in your mind of your temple, like Jerry has the villa and I'm in the ocean? Do you have a picture like that?
Yeah, I did come up with something. It took me a couple of days. I was trying to figure out something, and so I said, I'll settle for something that I know what it looks like. I picked the White House. And I kind of laugh about it. I don't know what the White House looked like inside, but I'm going to make something. I haven't developed the rooms
yet. The White House, that's marvelous.
Because
and you're the president,
I could think of that. I just wanted to picture it, and I just couldn't figure out something I could remember. So I kind of laugh at myself. I picked the White House.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's a fantastic
plenty of room.
Idea. I live in the White House because I'm the president of this place. Exactly.
Yes. That's really cute.
Yeah.
So I'm just keeping it. And, you know, you could change it at any point. And,
yes,
and
you can.
So far I figured, hey, let me decorate the inside.
How could you be any better
first?
Than that, though? That's just fantastic. Okay, so so now you've said you've done your mantra for a month, and
yes.
And you've had all so much of a result in just 1 month.
Yes.
Of doing
yes.
the mantra, and do you say yours out loud?
Yes, I say it out loud because I wanted to. One, I wanted it to work, but I think it's more powerful when you say it out loud.
Well, actually, the principle there, the scientific spiritual principle is that your voice is creating the vibration that is perfect for the alignment of your five bodies, because it's your own specific sound.
Right.
So that's why it works.
Okay.
And I think that's why it's important to say it out loud to yourself. So. And so your mantra just blew me away when I saw it. And so would you share it with us? Did you finish your second one?
Yes, the positive things.
Positive. Okay, so start with the first one that you did.
Okay, first one I'm going to do, because you do it the same, you know, the first time you said for my body, then the second time, yeah, I mean, repeat everything, but you said it's for my mind. So instead of going through all of that, I'll just go through the first one, and then I'll read what I did for the positive stuff I want in my life. Is that okay?
Okay, so first the first one you're going to read us
is
what you don't want in your life.
That's true. And I'll just stop at the what I want to clear from
and
my body.
And you would do this five times to clear the five areas, but you're just going to do it once for us right now.
Right,
okay.
Because you're clearing the body. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm fixing to do it. I am Carolyn Carroll, and I ask the divine to clear my body of the following: all diseases, all parasites, infections, germs, bacteria, funguses, viruses, allergies, impurities, chemicals, imbalances, toxins, negative energy, negative memories, traumas, obstacles, fears, patterns, shame, worry, guilt, doubts, drama, blockages, negative people, abuse, suffering, regrets, pain, negative thoughts, negative beliefs, negative feelings, negative circumstances, negative attachments, negative etheric energy, all that is harmful to me in my body. Divine Spirit, clear all negative thoughts towards others and towards me, negative programming, undesirable influences of extraterrestrials, all military implants, all reptilian energy, all vibrational energy that is negative, negative emotions, negative influences, all wayward, all fallen, all earthbound, all dark spirits, all negative entities, all demonic energy, fatigue. I work on the highest purity of who I am. I remove all negativity from my body. All that I release automatically leaves from my being. I remove all that does not serve a higher purpose for my being and my connection to the divine. I am bringing this through every cell in my body, mind, subconscious, soul, and spirit. I now bring into my temple my higher self, Christ's light, Christ's energy, Christ's consciousness, Christ's unconditional love. I bring forth my temple's energy and my energy. And that's it. And you will repeat it for the mind, the subconscious, the soul, and the spirit. And it goes pretty quick. So this is what I've done to bring the positive stuff in.
Okay, now before we go to the positive, while you did the first one for the 30 days, as you said those words, did you have any, like, let's say you say it in the morning and then you go through your day, would you say you would become more aware of something negative that it's like, oh, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore? Or did it begin to, like, give you awareness of some of those areas of your life where you actually had the knowledge that you were cleansed and it was released?
Well, you do. You realize that you're cleansing your body, your mind, your subconscious soul. So I just have confidence knowing that it's leaving my body. I just knew that.
You said it, and it has to do it.
Yeah, some of these things, you know, I just added everything I could think of. And you change it.
You did, too.
Because what my thing was, I want to get rid of all these things. And I don't want to start with a couple and then have to go back and add. I said, I'm starting with everything. So when I know I have no more guilt, then I'll take that one off and, you know, redo it.
No
but
more
right
shame,
now,
no
I'm
more
starting
guilt,
with
no
everything.
More trauma.
I know.
How wonderful.
And so I'm just excited and happy every time I say it because I know I'm getting rid of all those things. They're leaving. And you say all of them at the same time versus the way I used to do it, then I know it's a quicker process. And I have faith, and I just know it's going to go because the entire body is working together.
Yeah.
And so I'm really excited about it. So I don't even think about anything negative.
That's great.
I don't even
think
about it.
So let's hear your positive part now. What are you going to take in? That's what you don't want now. What do you want?
Okay. I said my body vibrates as a healthy 29-year-old.
Oh.
I have I have 2020 vision.
29, huh?
Yeah, 29. That's good. I am able to heal with my entire body, my voice, my eyes, and my hands. I see auras in full colors, and I am able to give accurate readings to my clients. I can hear through my spiritual ears. God's will and my will is the same. I am able to scan people's body so that I can correctly interpret the information. I bring back into my body, mind, and subconscious all of the gifts and talents from my past lives to use for the benefit of others and myself.
Mm, that's wonderful.
I do not take on anyone's energy or illness. No one takes on my energy or illness when near others or while conducting healing sessions. I am grounded all of the time. I attract clients who truly wishes to be healed or who the divine sends to me. When I am in a healing session, I can feel my client's energy coming back to me. My body is beautiful and at its perfect weight and size. My blood is thin and flows easily through my body. My blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are all normal levels. My heart is strong and healthy. My organs are all functioning perfectly. My eyes are sparkly, and I see clearly. I create miracles every day. I am open to my psychic self. All information comes to me freely from spirit. I thank the divine for my accuracy in receiving and delivering information. I am the vision. God is the power, and we are the team. I glow for God. My light is seen by all. I attract loving, generous, spiritual, trustworthy, and loyal friends into my life. All the money I spend enriches society and comes back to me multiply. I wrote my books. I have the perfect publisher, and together we are extremely successful. I am healthy, and my MHZ is operating at 67. I am in gamma state, which means that my whole brain is working all at once. As a result, my body is full of white light. My hair grows evenly and fast. I have a photogenic memory. I have a toned body. My stomach is flat and tight. My spiritual name will be provided to me. Writing is a joy, and I do it with love and without struggle. Thoughts, ideas, and words flow freely from the universe to my conscious mind. I am famous and enjoy all the blessings that come along with it. I use my fame responsibly to help the world, its people, and its important causes. I thank God for my fame, which has come to me in a safe and loving way. I receive all that is in my highest and greatest good in accordance with divine will of all concerned. I feel unconditional love all of the time. I use all of my spiritual gifts. I live my life with passion. Every atom of my being is resonating with joy and happiness now. I am blessed beyond my wildest dreams. The spirit of the divine within me is the source of all of my supply. I am absolutely fabulous. I am the prize. People come to me from the north, the south, the east, and the west to experience my sessions and or to get into my business. The white-blue light of healing energy is circulating through my body, maintaining perfect health in my arteries and veins, in every bone, every joint, every muscle, every organ, every gland, every cell, and every drop of blood. Everything I do adds beauty, harmony, order, and light to the universe. I receive guidance and insight through meditation. I eat healthy foods. I am truly blessed to be in a loving, harmonious relationship with my divine mate who is worthy of my love. That's what I did.
Wow.
And when I think of something else, I'm going to add that.
Well, you know, I think that's right. Just keep adding on. And as you speak that to yourself every single day, it becomes more real and more real and more powerful to you, doesn't
right.
it?
It does.
It's the speaking of it. And, you know, if a person just took their break, this is my middle of the week pick-me-up energy show, so, you know, a lot of times people are listening on their break. And so I would just encourage our workforce in the world to create a mantra, what you don't want and what you do want. And during your break every day, in the morning or at night, speak it out. Speak your mantra, because in your voice you're going to be saying the perfect vibration that all parts of yourself understand and will come into unity together to manifest exactly what you've said. I mean, everybody should go see that movie Maleficent and see when she stands there and says, "Stand with me."
Mm-hmm.
And the entire earth responds and stands forth in its fullness of its power, and she was invincible. That's what we can be. We're invincible. Well, we've run over here a little bit,
Carol,
on
I just,
our show.
Yes.
That's okay. We can still record. And I do have a caller here, Jerry and Carolyn, that's been waiting here for a long time. Let's bring them on and see if they would have a question for either one of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello?
7555,
you're on the air.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh. Do you have a question for Jerry or for Carolyn?
Well, I do. I you know, I had been doing some of these things for a long time that Jerry and Carolyn speak about, but I had been leaving a lot out. That I can see that now. I just had been focusing on my mind and my body, and everything else was being left out. So I think this was a great show. I think it really has helped a lot of people who are listening in today. And so I really want to thank all of you for this program today. I did want to ask Jerry, is there anything else I need to be doing for when I do my mantras? I do have a clearer idea now of what I should be doing based on what Carolyn has said and all that both of you have said today. But it's just, I think the one that I always left out was the subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
area. Oh, I'm just
mm-hmm.
really grateful for this show today. I don't know if you have anything that maybe you just need to tell me, but I'm happy that I listened in today. Thank you.
Jerry, would you like to offer something to her?
Yes, the one other great thing about once you have done this, like Carolyn, that was beautiful, by the way. I felt it. I mean, thank you so much.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Yeah, I get excited. I do it twice a day sometimes because I feel that good about it. I just feel
mm-hmm.
good when I'm saying it. And
mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to memorize it, but right now I have to read it.
The one thing I would like to say about that is the beauty of it is seeing the results of what you've created. And that's why I have three different classes. And the last one that we'll be doing is everything that you just created, Carolyn.
Yes.
Seeing the results of it, seeing the proof of divine energy working through you. It's not only feeling it, but it's knowing how you your actual manifestation has came into power from witnessing it. And
yes, she has more energy. She's happier. She's excited. She has results.
Yes.
Right.
Results.
I'm sorry, but Jerry, can you tell us where you will be teaching classes again, or where you're teaching them now, and how people can reach you?
They can reach me by going to IAM. It's IAM Touch, T-O-U-C-H, 7@gmail.com, and they can forward me an email, and I'll respond back to them. I normally teach out of my home or a client's home that wants the temple at their place. I also teach at the multidimensional school here in Irvine. And I do have a website. It's a little bit outdated. I got to keep it up. But if you want some more information about me, it's called theblending.net.
The Blending.
The Blending.
Theblending.net.
Uh-huh.
And then your email is
I-M-T-O-U-C-H.
I-M Touch.
Seven.
Seven.
At gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a hold of me that way. And there are three parts of the temple. The first one is like what Carol was just saying, her mantra and everything, and then the energetics of it, how it comes into existence, how everything vibrates, and how you know you're connected in the oneness. And that's the one that you took,
mm-hmm.
Marcy. That. And then the last one is the actual use of it, seeing the results of what you wanted. And putting them into practice and just being clear. I'm still trying to get over Carol's mantra because it even vibrated for me.
I know it.
It was so beautiful. I resonated with it.
Oh,
so thank
beautiful.
You so much with that.
Yeah, I'll send you a copy.
Thank you.
Well, once we get the temple up and operating and we begin to have these results, then there is the maintenance part, and that's probably your third session, right, Jerry, where we
yes.
have to maintain. You just can't set it all up and then there's a daily maintenance to it, is my
yes.
experience.
There is, and the thing about what I love about Carol is she's only been doing this for a month.
I know, 1 month. Transformation in 1 month. And this is what we need today because everybody is under such pressure and we don't any of us have any time. And so if you can find something that works right away, it's just so valuable to start right away.
It's about 10 minutes for me.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't take that long.
If you're somewhere else in the world and you can't come to Jerry's class, at least I'm going to have Jerry on from time to time, and so you can get in touch with him and he can walk you through some of this, and I'm sure he's going to eventually offer this in some form on his website as well.
Yeah, online.
But, yeah, just start with creating your mantra. Write out what you don't want in your life and then read that to yourself every day. And then write out what you do want in your life and read that to yourself every day. Because in 1 month, Carolyn is just transformed.
Right? I just want to add, I put in there negative people. And so it's two negative people around me. And when I started the mantra a month ago, I didn't hear from one of them for maybe 3 weeks, and they weren't as negative as they
uh-huh.
usually were. And I could see a difference in the second person, and when I'm talking to them, I just smile, and so I'm just smiling because I'm so happy. This is working. It's truly working.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? I should have you on every week so that you can give your progress.
Well, it's because of Jerry. You know,
I talk
to him. I've learned a lot from him, and he's very helpful. He remembers what I look like and what type of energy I had when he met me. And yes, he could see the differences like night and day. And I could feel the difference. So I'm excited.
Oh, great. Well, we ran over a little bit here, but I think it was worth it. And the full show will be heard in the archives. And I encourage everyone to listen to it again so that you can get started on this path of transformation and begin to live in your temple. And I just want to thank you, Jerry, for coming on. I know we just barely kind of scratched the surface here, but it's a start.
It is, and it's a beautiful
start. It's a
start
to get people going.
Yeah.
And Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing this just unbelievably fantastic mantra.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, Carol, thank you so much.
Okay, and so I'm going to say goodbye now to everyone and start living in your temple.
Yes.
Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
That's our show for today. You can contact Marcy Ann on her website, www.marcyann.com. Up at the top of the main page, there is a link. Click here for Marcy Ann's radio show. And thank you for tuning in today to Marcy Ann's Middle of the Week Pick Me Up Energy Show, which broadcasts every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time from her studio in Southern California. You can also listen on Sundays at 7 p.m. to Marcy Ann's show, Say What, for reflections on life on planet Earth. And on Fridays at 5 p.m. is The Finding Mr. Right Show, a support show that helps single people find Ms. Right or Mr. Right, based on ideas and information in Marcy Ann's book at www.MrRightForMe.com. Thanks for listening.